Good morning. I'm Krista Cook, and it's time for Organize Anything with Colette Robichaux, the organizing coach. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Krista.
Well, should be a great show today. We are going to chat about preparing for tax time, tips and tools that are going to get us ready to file. Fabulous, fabulous topic. We can all use help organizing.
That's for sure. And we can all use help, and we're excited to get help, but boy, tax time, no one's excited about that, are they?
Oh, it's a, you know, I'm sure people are out there with their fingers in their ears going, no, don't make me listen.
Yes, Shakespeare said, only sure things in life are death and taxes. So we want to give you some tips today that won't let taxes be the death of you this year. So we'll come up with some ways to plan ahead and allow you to get that paperwork together when you really need it.
And of course, we should always sort of be proactive on that paperwork so you're not left trying to do it all at once, correct?
That's right. And those are, we're going to talk about some ways to make it easier because, boy, I get a lot of calls of people, you know, I got to get this together or, you know, I haven't done my taxes in 5 years. Where do I start? You know, it becomes very painful. And I also want to give the disclaimer that these tips today are about getting you ready to file. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a bookkeeper. You know, any questions you have specifically, talk to the government, talk to all those other people. But we're talking about ways to sort of collect those things to get them together.
And why should we get organized to do our taxes? I mean, it's fairly obvious, but in terms of being organized, I'm sure there's many more benefits than...
We don't want to be in that crunch at the last minute. You know, that is a very stressful time when you're going at the last minute. The other thing is, too, that we can have more money in this world by sort of making more or, you know, sort of paying less tax. We pay less tax by, you know, sort of having those reimbursements or those write-offs. And we get those write-offs by having the backup of the paperwork to show that. If we're not producing, collecting, saving, you know, finding the shoebox, getting it in the shoebox, we won't have that backup information to give us those tax write-offs that we want that will improve our status, our financial status. So that's what it's all about. We don't want to be crunched for time, and we don't want to be missing opportunities for us to be saving money.
Exactly. And that's probably the one that ends up impacting people the most.
Absolutely.
By doing that rushing, I mean, honestly, you can just forget about a lot of things. And by the time you remember, the tax have been filed, mm-hmm. and well, you know, you may think, oh, there's next year, but we need to gather it. So first, do we want to talk about the processes that we can implement in order to gather the information all year round?
Sure.
All right, let's say it's the beginning of January. Here we go. Mm-hmm. What is the first thing we should do in terms of a new year, new file folders?
Yeah, well, that's, we can talk about some different tools that we use, you know, to get organized, and file folders are definitely one of them. And I have to say that, you know, there's a difference in, you know, whether you're just doing individual taxes or, like, a lot of people I work for are small business people, people that work from home. A lot of people, you know, are independent, so they have to keep a lot of things for write-offs for around the house, a portion of the house. So, you know, sort of more elaborate the system by usually more that you have to gather. Bottom line is we need to collect that information and get it in a way that's consistent to collecting it. Does it go in the shoebox one day or does it go in this drawer the other day? You know, we want to find a way to do that. You also want to think big picture of whether you're going to, you know, do it yourself or not as well. You know,
right.
Is this your year to use some other assistance? So, you know, first off, we, you know, to do your tax forms properly, we need to gather quite a bit of information. So we want to think of those ways to gather it. So you said file folders. File folders are great. You can use them in a file cabinet. You can use them in a small storage box. You can have them sort of stacked in one area. A lot of times today, Command Central is that kitchen. It might not even be the home office. So there may be receipts that come in there or things, you know, that health receipts, charitable donation receipts that you just keep outside of even the home office where you do things, that you keep a separate folder in that location that says tax on it, or that it might be medical for tax purposes or something like that. So think in terms of, you know, where those actions are happening and how you can collect for that, because there's, you know, different things are coming at us from different places.
Most definitely. Now, I guess I end up speaking more from a small business point of view because in that regard, I sort of had the home system, mm-hmm. and then I have the small business system, and it has to be workable, and it has to be user-friendly.
Yeah, for sure. And it becomes a really big issue for the small business person, because a lot of times you, you know, especially working from home, you are also have the ability to write off, if you will, portions of your household expenses.
Correct.
So for that reason, you need to keep those, but you're also not writing off those in totality. You're writing them off as a portion of the
yes.
house and things like that as well. Likewise, you need to keep information on your car if you use it for work and business purposes. And also, that is also a portion of that, which is figured out by the mileage you use for work, which you don't know till the end of the year. With the house, when you're breaking off the portion, you usually know if it's 1/6 or, you know, it's by room or percentage
yes.
of the house. You know what that is usually going in. Maybe you expand and take on something else, but typically that's a constant. For the mileage, that varies, so you don't know what portion of the gas and the maintenance and all those other things you're writing off until, you know, if your year end is December 31st, that ends, you know what your mileage is and you keep it, and we'll get in a little more of that as well. So we have the straight payouts of, you know, straight expenses. We have the household expenses. These are as if your small business is a portion of the house. And then we have the percentage of usage for business if you are using your car for business. So it just complicates it more. And I know there's individuals out there saying it's bad enough, you know,
but
as
really,
it is.
You just, I guess the way that I've sort of got into the habit is thinking, with every receipt I have, mm-hmm. do I need it? And of course, if I have my household system, so if it's a power that I need to provide or mm-hmm. how many taxes, again, for a home business, all of those things have been in their individual file folders that I collate throughout the year
mm-hmm.
with the hope that, okay, I can just gather all of these and
right.
hand them off to the accountant when it's time to do up the taxes. But I do find that one of the biggest things is being honest with yourself
mm-hmm.
as to how often you might want to organize or maybe make sure that you're on track of this process.
Mm-hmm.
So I try monthly mm-hmm. to get myself organized, but I should probably do it more frequently because I procrastinate.
But even monthly is great. I would have a lot of clients that say, hey, that's really great that you're doing monthly. I would love it if a lot of people do it that way. So it's just different for a lot of people. A lot of people don't do it for the whole year. There's like a garbage bag with just stuff thrown in it. So,
oh, you know, see, the thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how...
But think of here's one thing just from an expense standpoint. Let's think that you're a small business person and everything is just thrown in one pile and receipts are crumpled and all that sort of thing, and they're handed off to an accountant. Well, an accountant charges quite a bit an hour,
mm-hmm.
and you're actually paying them to put your bills in chronological order. You're paying them to open receipts and reading amounts off of them. And you want to think about, you know, the money you're paying extra. So there's a couple ways to go down, even about just if we just had a big pile or a bag, if you will. Even just to pay your children or someone, again, to say, take and put all these bills together in order by month. Take and, you know, unfold all these receipts. And,
yeah.
and
these little tiny
yeah.
crumpled pieces of
yeah.
paper.
Yeah, and whatever they are, you know, if you have certain categories, if they can get it in the category, get it in. If they can get it in a folder, get it in. So if you can do that pre-sort and have that ready, that's where you're going to save money. The ideal scenario is as the things come in, they go automatically,
exactly.
weekly, monthly, whatever, in those categories. The longer you let it go before you sort and get that in, the more tedious work it is. So if you're doing it regularly, and for a lot of small businesses, you know, they have to do other things like HST and things like that, you know, so it gets you moving it a little bit better, or there's other reasons to do that. But, you know, the longer you let it go, the harder it's going to be. And again, creating habits, we talk about that a lot,
yes.
creating routines, but you want to make them routines that work for you so that, you know, if I need to do a mileage log, the mileage log has to be in the car. I have
exactly.
to get in a habit of writing
book.
That down. So it's a little book. It's figuring out how to do it. I actually log mine on the computer, but every receipt that I get at the gas station, I write down my mileage you know, what the counter says at the time. So I've got the counters as I sign up
for my idea.
For my credit card, and then I log that in with my mileage log of where I went that day and that sort of thing.
That's
so
a good idea.
The end of the year, I can just in one Excel spreadsheet, I add up my total kilometers for work and subtract it from my beginning. Was written on January
ending.
And my end, and I take that off as a percentage. That percentage is used then for as a percentage of my maintenance, my repair, my gas and oil and all the other things that go with that. So, you know, the mileage log is great to be writing that down, but again, you want it where you need it. You want what it, you know, you want it closest to where you are. The same way as if the receipts are coming in and they're for the, you know, in your kitchen is command central, have a few folder set up there as well. And if afterwards you're filing things, you know, in a home office, then make sure you're setting them up with the things that you need there.
Certainly makes sense.
So we talked about, you know, file folders and setting up a different file folder for what it might be. It might be charitable donations. It might be for medical expenses. But, if we want to think big picture starting out, think about, you know, what it is that your life is like.
And
think,
exactly,
and,
yes.
And think about it not just for you as an individual, but also think about it as far as, you know, do you need to break that up, you know, spouses to break it up or partners to break it up. In the end, the benefits of filing collectively for the family are there, but do you need to have that broken up just for purposes to start off? And that's some, you know, what's going to make it easier for you. So think big picture of what you're looking for. I really suggest, making a list then of what you would collect. And you may start from your income tax form from the previous year and just
yes.
say, what did I need to collect? For me personally, I've typed up a little sheet for what I need for my business, and I can tick it off as I go along. I have someone do my taxes, you know, on it are my vehicle expenses, the mileage total percentage, and it's all in one place. I also keep that, you know, sort of electronically that I can have it, but it's all there in one place, and if anything changes, I change it on that form from year to year. So think big picture, what am I looking for? Medical expenses that would be outside of some other things, but get a sense of what that is, and often to think from the year before of what you collected, that's a good place for you to make your list. From that list, then you can think about, well, what sort of folders do I need to
right.
itemize that? So we talked about using file folders.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of talked about that shoebox, which is
the dreaded shoebox. You know what? Don't use the shoebox. You could, I mean, for the effort of actually putting it all into a shoebox, you could literally be putting it in to a different spot and separating those things.
You're right. And that's a thing that, you know, for me as a professional organizer and coach going out to help people, a lot of SoHo offices, small office, home office, SoHo, those are the sort of things we set up. We move them from shoebox to another sort of system. And, typically it's routine and you may not get it all right at first, but you're getting things to a certain area. For some people, it's just getting the receipts out of the, you know, off of the floor in their truck into whatever. And, you know, we have a really mobile workforce today. There are a lot of people doing business from their truck, sitting in Starbucks all over the place. So there's lots of stuff going on, people who travel. And so, you know, they come back with such a large amount of these receipts that they're a little afraid to get them filed. But, you know, again, the sooner the better, if you can come up with a filing system, even when you're on the road. I have this habit of when I'm flying back on the plane from a conference or a business trip, I start organizing and looking at what receipts I've gathered then. And it just became that sort of working time to think about how those are, and that there's that pre-sort of how to get them in the general areas. And I, you know, looking at the hotel bill, knowing I have to wait if I need to convert that to, you know, the U.S., what the actual U.S. charge will be on my credit card and things like that. So I think ahead and use that. So that's my routine. I use that as my time. Other things to think about, when you come in the house with your briefcase or your purse or whatever, or a gentleman just with your wallet or pockets, empty it. You know, is there a place to get it emptied at least to start and out of where it is? Because lost receipts means lost money in your pockets.
Exactly. And that's got to be, that's the biggest chunk of advice. I mean, if for nothing else, you're doing it so that you will end up in the long run getting hopefully money back or at least helping your taxes.
Yeah, and some of those receipts may be, you know, minor if they're little things. But collectively, if you think, oh, that's not worth it, that's not worth it, even just to sort of create the habit with the little things and get going. But, you know, you can easily lose a receipt for $200, $400 as something for, you know, business entertaining with clients. So just to start habitualizing that and looking at that like cash, if you had a $20 bill, like a receipt, if you think of it in that way, you wouldn't be wondering whether the $20 bill should just stay on the floor in the car. I'll just leave
I'd
that
like
in
to
my
see
jacket.
Someone do that.
I'll just take that $20 bill and throw it in a shoebox bundled up. It doesn't matter, you know, and I'll unfold that later on and figure out what it is. And really, those receipts are money for us. So just a bit of our change in thinking with that. Don't leave money on the table. And, you know, there is a cost to our time, but eventually the accumulation of all this will definitely pay off.
We'll be back in just a moment with more information on how to prepare for tax time.